This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Nelson. He's the executive director of USA Cares, a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to assisting post-9/11 military veterans and their families. We want to get some insight on what his organization's all about and highlight the financial needs of facing some of our American heroes as we observe this Memorial Day weekend. And Bill, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Greg, it's great to be here. Thank you for letting me come on the show.
Absolutely. Give our listeners a little taste of the history of USA Cares. How long has it been around, and how did you come up with the focal point of the organization?
Well, we've been around since 2003, about the time that the Operation Iraqi Freedom started. We're truly a grassroots organization, not just because we're in Kentucky and we're famous for bluegrass, but really we're grassroots because if you recall those yard signs that sprang up back in that time, you know, we support the troops. You saw a lot of those on people's yards.
Sure.
Well, one of our friends up at WAVE, that's the NBC affiliate TV station in Louisville, he's walking around and he wondered, well, gee, wonder what the deal is with these signs. He found out that the deal was people made the signs were making some money. He went to Kroger, a great big chain, of course, out here, and he said, how about if you guys sell these signs out of your Kroger grocery store? And a dollar goes to making the sign, and $4 we use to help soldiers that are deploying and their families. And before they knew it, they had $120,000 on their hands and no 501c3. So they came down to Fort Knox, and we're just outside the gate here. They found some good folks, including our founder, Roger Stradley, who's an old command sergeant major, and said, how about you guys taking this on? We've got all this money, and these guys have all these needs. And before you know it, we were in business, and gosh, I guess it's 8 years later, we've given away about $8 million to military families to meet their short-term financial needs caused by being in the military.
Well, that's incredible. I know a lot of folks are obviously aware of the physical challenges facing some of those who are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and all the costs incurred by that. As you deal with these different military families, what are the most common financial needs they have either during or following deployment?
Well, one of them, I spend about, I guess I give away, I don't do loans, I do grants. I give away about $20,000 in assistance a week. Half of that goes towards housing needs, either saving homes from foreclosure or rental situations from eviction. Of that half, 70% of those people that need that housing help are Guard and Reserve folks, because they're the ones that typically are uprooted from a civilian occupation and sent overseas for a year. Our Guard and Reserve people have made multiple deployments. In fact, a fourth of the 2 million people who've deployed since 9/11 are Guard and Reserve, because we shrank the active duty component so badly in the 90s that, you know, this war has demanded that these folks deploy a lot, which has put a huge strain on those folks. One of our biggest needs is that, and their problem is they're coming back from deployment, and the economy and the job market is really, as you all know, pretty bad. In fact, those guys, their unemployment rate's about 70% higher than the civilian average. So our Jobs for Vets program, we started it really to start helping to a little prevention before the problem. So if you're unemployed, you got housing problems, you got financial problems, all kinds of problems. So we've been working real hard to try and work with some a number of hundreds of companies to get more of these veterans that are coming back into employment so they don't have financial problems.
What do you think is the major reason for the much higher unemployment rate among returning soldiers?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is it's real hard to, if you're overseas for a year in Afghanistan and normally you work at a plant somewhere in Mississippi, and while you're gone, that plant moves south of the border, you're coming home to no job. We had a recent Guard unit come back to Florida, brigade size, which is about 3,000 people. And the commander just did an informal poll of the troops before they got home and said, how many of you guys got jobs waiting for you when you get home? Because they're going to get demobilized and turned back into civilians as soon as they get home. A third of that group did not have employment waiting for them when they got back home. And Florida, of course, has a tremendous unemployment, and their housing market crashed as hard as just about anybody else's, in fact, harder than most. So a lot of it has to do with the economy that they're coming back to, because our Guard and Reserve guys and gals, as soon as they're demobilized, they're civilians again, and they need to either go back to their old job or find a new one. You know, this economy, because of the construction industry is at about negative 24% for employment, and it's many sectors of the economy where these folks would normally have been employed have really shrunk.
Couple of follow-ups for our listeners interested in perhaps helping out in a number of different ways. First of all, financially speaking, if folks are interested in helping, what can they do?
Well, they can go on our website at usacares.org, and they can find out a little more about our charity and make sure that we're as transparent as and as efficient at doing what we do as they'd like to invest their donor dollars in. Make sure, you know, a lot of people support the cause, but you have to be careful where you give that money. So I invite people to come to our website and look us over. And if you look at the programs that we offer, either direct assistance to keep a car in the driveway or the lights on, or specific assistance like our program to help with post-traumatic stress or employment, feel free to donate directly to USA Cares. Over 80% of every donated dollar goes directly to supporting the programs that we use to help the troops.
And in terms of folks who may know military families who need assistance, what can they do, and how do you determine who gets financial assistance and how much?
We work in all 50 states, and we do it because anybody can file an application with USA Cares through our website that needs assistance, or they can call our 1-800 number. But they can just fill out an application online. One of my triage folks will call that person typically within 24 hours. We don't keep people waiting. And if they fall within our guidelines for assistance, one of our case managers will start working with them, their family, right away to see how we can help and in what manner. And also, if we need to bring in other nonprofits to add something to the pot, you know, we all work with each other and try, because our all common goal is to help that soldier or that sailor. So they can fill out an application online and send it right into USA Cares, and they will be responded to.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. I'm sure that many, many military families are extremely grateful for the assistance that your organization's been able to provide. Bill, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Well, Greg, you do the same, and thank you for taking the time on your show to highlight the fact that our military is still out there getting it done, and we need to keep supporting their families.
Absolutely. Bill Nelson, the executive director of USA Cares. You can find more information at usacares.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.